The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
And good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Friday, October 13th, 2017 edition of the National Intel Report. This is Michael Herzog, not necessarily sitting in for John Stadtmiller. I'm supposed to be right now sitting with John Stadtmiller, but I don't know, about 30 minutes ago, he looked at read a utility bill, and he jumped up and he said, I got to run pay this bill. So he should be back here any minute. Anyway, I think Friday the 13th would be kind of apropos to talk about something that John and I had been speaking about earlier, which is false flag events. Now, I have a question for you, folks, just off the top of your head. And this is a question that was posed to me earlier today by John. He said, Mike, off the top of your head, how many false flags can you think of that have been pulled off, and he said, since 9/11, but then we started going back even further. So the question for the day is, folks, how many false flags can you think of off the top of your head? And by the way, I'm going to read some of these off, the ones that I got off the top of my head, and if you fill in the blanks, if there's any more that I missed, please feel free to call in and let us know. But the reason this came up to begin with is because, as you know, it's been, I believe it's 12 days now since the Las Vegas shooting, and every day there's more and more videos that are coming out on YouTube. A number of them are being deleted. Some of them I notice I go in and I try to look at, and it's asking for information from me before they'll allow me to view it, which I won't go there. But I'm going to read some of these off to you. But interestingly enough, as we explore this, there is so many questions. The more that comes out, the more that the so-called experts and the authorities bring out about this, the more questions that seem to arise. And what I'm determining is that not only are there conflicting stories and YouTube reports that coming out, but there's stories that just that on the one hand seem to make sense, but on the other hand contradict each other. So it leads me to believe that there are indeed misinformation artists that are putting these videos together and putting them out online simply to further confuse the diligent patriots that are trying to get to the truth and get to the bottom of it. Because as we all know, we're not going to get to the bottom of this listening to our so-called powers that be, the authorities, the people that come out like the sheriff and say, we're not going to give you any information whatsoever unless we have vetted it and we know it's accurate. Well, that's total nonsense. And by the way, while I'm thinking about that, I believe it was Wednesday that John reported that this Agent Rouse, who is the agent that was assigned to this case, was the husband of a Rouse that was the daughter of John Podesta. Now, that has come out to, we've determined that that wasn't true. It's a different Rouse. So I want to apologize for John, because we do the best that we can do to try to bring the absolute truth to the audience, the listening audience, such as yourselves. And we don't get it right all the time, folks, because this information is coming to us so fast and so furious. If we took the time to try to disseminate, cross-reference, and make sure and affirm everything, by the time we do that, it's already old news. So we do the best we can. Bear with us. You know, the motto or the saying of RBN is, because you can handle the truth, and we try our best to bring the truth to you. But anyway, let me get back to this for a minute, because these videos, new videos are coming out and being posted every day regarding this, and just a couple of excerpts. James Murin, the I believe he's the major shareholder of Mandalay Bay, who is owned by MGM. There's a report that came out on video that says that leading up to this event, up to the very weekend of the event, that James Murin had sold off up to 80% of his stock in Mandalay Bay. Well, okay, if he did that, did he know that this event was going to happen? That's the first question. It could lead a person to believe diligently that indeed he did have something to do with it, along with the ties he has to some of the players in the game. Now, take that in consideration, and then remember that he came out the other day and made a statement that he didn't believe that it's that the official explanation of the police department, the sheriff, it could or it may be wrong. Now, is that being put out there as a bit of disinformation or to try to bring an element of credibility to him? This is the kind of things that we're running into here, multiple shooters and videos of people saying, yes, there were multiple shooters, but then as we scrutinize the video, we find out that that may not be the case. So we're doing our best to get to the bottom of this. But in the meantime, John brought up an amazing point today. You know, all of these videos that are coming out and all the time it takes to review all these videos and the obvious misinformation videos that are coming about, are they trying to divert us? Are they trying to lead us down yet another rabbit hole like the magician that says, look at my left hand because I don't want you to see what my right hand is doing? And so as John and I were, well, shortly after we had a bite to eat before we came in, he said, just, Michael, you know, off the top of your head, name the false flags that you can think, just, you know, just willy-nilly. So I came up with about, I don't know, 10, 11 of them, something like that. And we're going to explore some of this today. And folks, if John just walked in and sat down with his coffee and I'm handing him the sheet. So with that, if you can come up with some that we didn't hit, please feel free to call in, probably second hour. Or if it's open line Friday, John will tell you in just a minute. He just sat down. What is that? Oh, that's this. Sorry. Started up automatically. Hey, John, how you doing?
You want to open up my mic now?
Hello. There
we are. There we are.
Sorry about that.
That's okay.
Coming late to the studio. Mike and I were talking earlier today, and how many more rabbit holes? Did you go through the list so far?
No, I haven't. I haven't gone through the list yet. I just mentioned the fact that you had brought up this thing about the rabbit holes. How many rabbit holes? Is this another diversion? Are they putting out deliberate misinformation videos? Just like I mentioned, John, James Murin had sold off a report that he had sold off up to 80% of his Mandalay Bay stock. But on the other hand, he came out and made a statement the other day that said it's a good possibility that the sheriff isn't giving us accurate information. So is that kind of trying to cover him for himself and lend a little credibility to himself? But as you know, just trying to disseminate this, just trying to go through the hours and hours of videos to try to figure out what's true, what's not true, what's being said, and, you know, just scrutinize it all.
Well,
it,
right before the program, I had to run out and pay an electric bill. Otherwise, we would have been shut off. So more power to us. I just jotted down this short little list. How many things have we gone down a rabbit hole? By the way, that what should lead this list is still the JFK assassination.
Okay, and that's not on the list.
That's
and it's still to this day, what, 50, 60 years later,
yeah,
being investigated,
yes,
by numerous patriots.
Go ahead. I mean, the reams and reams of stories and the piles of books and the amount of time this has been talked about. Oklahoma City, 9/11, the Twin Towers. Oh, let's not forget Building 7. What is Boston Marathon, Sandy Hook, Aurora, Colorado, Columbine, San Bernardino, Fort Dix, the anthrax stuff, Charlottesville, Las Vegas. On the war front here, World War II, they knew, what, 2 weeks before They managed to get all the good ships out, and the ones they needed replaced, let them blow them up, and let 3,000 people die there. Gulf of Tonkin. President Johnson flat out lied about that. There was no attack on an American ship. The Iraq War, we started with weapons of mass destruction.
USS Liberty.
USS Liberty. It goes on and on and on and on. In the meantime, I told Michael today, I said, you know, I said, while we're all down the rabbit hole on this one, looking for the hieroglyphics in the dark on the side of the rabbit hole, I want to look around and see what's coming at us. Because, folks, I'm not saying for one second that people didn't die out in Las Vegas, but it occurred to me with watching all of this and the inconsistencies, the FBI marching in, basically taking control, taking all the evidence, gaping stories. I mean, even they're even talking about this on mainstream news about the narrative does not match. Okay, so now we're going to get mainstream media involved in. They don't know how to tell the truth. I don't think they've ever told the truth. And how are we going to twist this and milk it for all it's worth? Point being, you said something to me last night. You were sitting there watching the Cubs. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And you said something to me. I said, you know, Mike, I've been doing this for 25 years. You asked me the question, what's changed in 25 years? Whoa. I don't know. I don't know that anything has changed. So here we are, and I'm getting pissed off today. And the reason is because there's not one fundamental change that has taken place, at least in the time that I have been doing radio. In your lifetime, folks, in my lifetime, how many generations? What has really changed? Things progressively get worse. Now we got the progressives or the communists or the socialists, or could give them a name. I don't care what the hell you want to call them. Now we got splits and divides. Now we even have a Titans football player that says, well, I don't give a damn. They tell me I got to stand for the national anthem. I quit. Let me pack your stuff up. Distraction after distraction after distraction after distraction. And Michael, I've been saying this, and I wish somebody would tell me I'm full of monkey milk. Because I keep going back to the very same entity, the very same creation that has been feeding the beast, that has been robbing us blind, that has gotten the U.S. taxpayer, by the way, they've got the situation rigged up here, and put the U.S. taxpayer in debt for the next how many generations, hundreds of years?
They're getting ready to add on another $36.5 billion for California.
Well, it was very cute what they did. They went in there and lowered, what did you say? They lowered the debt ceiling?
Oh, yes.
They
are lowering the debt ceiling. Now, in order to lower the debt ceiling, you first have to raise it, because if you can't raise it, you can't lower it. So they obviously raise it. It's like, let me give you an analogy. It's like the clothing store where you go in to buy a suit and they mark it up to mark it down. They make you think you're getting a deal, okay? so they made an announcement that they're lowering the debt ceiling. Well, if you lower the debt ceiling, okay, there has to be a ceiling to come down lower from, so they must have had to raise it from the ceiling that was already at to be able to lower it. It's total doublespeak, makes no sense whatsoever, but if they're going to lower that debt ceiling, where are they coming up with the $36.5 billion to send to California unless they raise the debt ceiling back up?
Well, I'm sorry, where's the $21 billion housing and urban development and the DOD? $21 trillion that they really didn't keep an accurate record of. Here's the situation, folks, as I see it. The one fundamental thing that has to change in this country is how we all do business with each other. And that is the damn money. What has been the power base? What has been the control of this stuff, not only inside this country, but worldwide? It's the little money masters, the little twerps that have interpositioned themselves in between, yeah, we got the wealth and you need to borrow it. The credit system. They have emptied everybody's pockets out. The United States government, and by extension the taxpayer, because we all know the government, if they steal anything, that doesn't go on the books as a positive in their accounting. So we're on the hook for all of this crap. And the one thing that I said to Michael, and it got a little testy, is that what is the one constant through all of these years that has been a glaring deficiency on how to keep gangsters, thieves out of the room? How do you keep them? How do you keep them out of an honest game? The simple fact
you mean
is
into an honest game.
Now, how do you keep them out of the honest game by running an honest game?
Okay.
The crooks stand out like sore thumbs.
Okay, go ahead.
We've got a monumental problem here. How many people know in this country the Federal Reserve is not part of the government?
Now, as I mentioned to you, I've taken a poll more than once on that very issue, John. 9 out of 10 people think that the Federal Reserve is part of the federal government, at least from my last calculation.
Okay, so let's just give it a number. 15 million. Say 20 million. Well, let's be generous today. 20 million people know that the Federal Reserve is not part of the federal government. It is a private corporation for profit that has been in there operating for more than 100 years. Okay? I think we can all agree on that. So let's just take 20 million people that know. If 20 million people focused on one issue, now here's where we run into a problem, Mike, because inquiring minds want to know. People want to know about the WHO organization. They want to know about the United Nations. They want to know what our government's up to. They want to know what Donald Trump's up to. They want to know about the economy. They want to know a lot of different things, and that is a good thing. I am not for one moment discounting it. What I am having a problem with is the glaring problem that we have had operating inside this country for over a freaking century is still chugging along, still getting us. You said it earlier today. If we were running an honest game and had an honest money system and it wasn't a credit system, the government couldn't borrow all this money. What would that preclude them from doing?
It would preclude them from declaring wars on countries for no reason other than to make the contractors, defense contractors, rich and killing a bunch of innocent people.
Mm-hmm.
That would just destroy that game.
Okay, and something else, and I've said this before. It's almost like I've been around too long and people hear me start to say something. Yeah, I've heard him say that before. It's like I'm overexposed. Maybe if I was a relative newbie, maybe 6 months or a year on the block, and I was talking about this, a point of view from somebody new that just walked down the room, not that old fart that's been over in the corner there for all these years. What if 15 million of us said that, look, we know the fundamental tool and we know the fundamental problem. Here's the tool that the globalists have been using, not only inside this country, but in Mexico and Canada and all of Europe and England and all over the all industrialized countries that use the fiat currency. What if their water was cut off? What if we had an honest game inside this country? But here's the deal. Are we going to be able to convince that people, you know, you should focus on this one thing? We've seen this before. We've seen other people go, well, no, I have the answer over here. You should be doing this. Okay, you're going to do that. I don't want to do that. I'm going to go over here and do this. The old man's been around too long. Okay? I am saying, and I'm really getting pissed off month by month, year by year. We have the same fundamental flaw that is being used to bring this country down, and you folks as well. Mike, I even talked about mortgages. We've got people with bags full of money that don't know what to do with it. Sometimes they play in the stock market. The investment money has no place to go. The people that have accumulated wealth, they got real no safe place to park it. No way to make real money. But what if we had an honest money system? We didn't have this thing called mortgages that they string you out for 30 years, make you pay 3-4 times of what the hell it was you bought. It almost is like, gee, we've already built in the inflation into our loan here. So you borrow $100,000 today, 30 years from now, that probably is going to be worth about 20 grand. So let's just build in our profit there. If we did away with that and we had private investors that would charge a fee on a stable currency, you and I could buy a house in 10 years. We wouldn't have to pay the middleman, the fat man sitting in the middle, scarfing up all your labor to put a lousy 4 walls around you and a roof over your head. I'm telling you, Mike, we've got a problem in this country, and the problem is us. We can't get focused. We can't decide what should be gone after first. We can't even decide what should be the first thing to go. And that, as the clock is ticking on these globalist bastards that want to pull this country right down around our knees, Can you hear it? It's the clock ticking. And here we are talking about Vegas now.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
I got some news to tell. 800-313-9443. Kind of an open phone Friday here, folks. Mike, we all know there's another horror story heading our way. There's going to be another false flag, and how many holes, more holes, are we going to have to jump down?
Well, John, you know, it's very difficult not, because us all being seekers of the truth, we want to know, and the problem is they won't tell us. You know, so in order, if we want to get the truth, we have to explore it ourselves, which takes time. You know, an old friend of mine who's out of the country now said, use the term time is money. Well, you can explore this for as much as you want, but it doesn't get you any, it doesn't make you a living. It may get you closer to the truth. It may confuse you even further. So here's, you know, and you made a good point today regarding the Federal Reserve, but I want to throw something at you here, John. And here's the problem. Here's the, I don't want to call it a brick wall, but here's the obstacle, the major obstacle that is going to have to be overcome. First of all, as I mentioned to you earlier, I would bet 90% or more of both Congress and the Senate don't have a clue about how that system works, and they don't care. But if it were to change. If, for example, they were to issue interest-free money like John F. Kennedy tried to do and replace all of the FRNs that were in everybody's bank account, that is going to cause all of these wars to cease and desist. That's going to cause all the defense contractors to go down. Now, if you take a look at what they're doing and why they're doing it and why they have such a mass control and are able to declare these wars and get as much money as they need for war, for California, for anything they want, okay, Russia got tired of it. China got tired of it. Brazil got tired of it. Iran got tired of it. They developed what is called the BRICS Nations Agreement. They're starting to trade their oil in the yuan, in the ruble, and so forth. This in itself is part and parcel to why a lot of this is happening, is they want to bring those countries back under the auspices of this federal control funny money system.
They're not going to be able to do it.
Well, I'm not saying that they're going to be able to do it. I'm saying that's what they're trying to do. It's like four kindergartners in a sandbox, okay, and they're all playing with a football or a hula hoop or whatever they're doing. Okay, if you don't play my way, I'm going to take my football and go home. The scale is so much higher here. With these delusional idiots and lunatics, it is, if you don't play our way, we're going to bomb you out of existence. Unfortunately, some of these nations that we're speaking of, i.e. Russia and China, have nuclear weapons as well. These lunatics seem to forget that because they're always trying to bomb a country that can't fight back.
Exactly.
Now, what was the statement that was just made today that you brought to my attention, that Donald Trump said that we're going to stay in Afghanistan forever? My question is, why? What's over there? It's so important that we need to stay there with a backward nation who has bacha-bossy for entertainment, if you know what that is, okay? The only thing going on over there is a pipeline and poppy fields. So what other reason would they want it to be in there? You tell me.
Well, I know this, that I heard Mr. Trump, we're going to get the hell out of the Middle East. And I watched him go into the White House and select people that had fruit salad all over the place and wore military uniforms, and then plopped them in civilian suits. We're going to be in Afghanistan forever. We're never leaving there. Now, but here's a little pushback on this aspect of it. We've got Iran now, and Trump wants to dump that deal, just like he wants to get the Democrats in the White House. And he says, I guarantee if we all sit down, we can make a deal for Obamacare, which does nothing. I don't give a damn which way you cut this. It's self-serving. The government shouldn't be involved in it. The insurance companies are still going to be making a killing, even though some of them will run out, not the big ones, not the power play boys at the top of this pyramid, but the rest of them might fade away. Whatever. But instance after instance after instance on oh, by the way, folks, on Iran, our coalition partners, you know, the ones that sent troops in to kill people in the Middle East for cooked-up reasons, they've already told Trump that, no, we were in on that nuclear deal, and we don't want it changed. We want to keep it where it is, because it went after the most important thing, that we have an eyeball inside Iran for the reasons that were given that we've got to do this deal in the first place, is to keep these people from developing nuclear weapons. So far, what I've heard, United Nations inspectors have not been kept out of there. Anybody that wants to go inside of Iran, look at their nuclear program, they have not been told no.
Who's stirring this pot?
Well,
no, I mean, seriously, who is behind stirring this pot? None other than Benjamin Netanyahu and Ehud Barak and all these prime ministers of Israel, what, you know, banging the war drums against Iran and going, oh my God, they've been doing this since at least 2005, if not before.
Yeah.
Okay, so, and what's the reason? These people, first of all, you know, I hear a break coming up. I was going to get... If I had a neighbor that had all the nukes in the world and I knew didn't like me, okay, I'd be wanting to get something to protect myself.
Well, I'd steal one of his nukes and dare him to set his off, because I know one could take him out. I don't give a damn if he's got 300.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24/7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
If you are one of the millions of people who get migraines, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist who created MigRelief, the patented dietary supplement that addresses nutritional deficiencies in adults and children with migraines. Thousands of physicians and pharmacists recommend MigRelief.
Call 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, I have to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Working for the Zionist Crime Syndicate, the Jekyll Island Group of 1913. Warburg and House and Wilson and Aldrich and Morgan and Vanderbilt and Schiff and Rockefeller and the whole damn crew.
And they snuck up there on a train. What was it? Actually, it was in 1910. They got it passed in 1913.
Yeah,
it was when all Congress exited and they signed it on, they said, okay, it's done.
Yeah. They actually, I think, had that meeting in 1911.
Somewhere around there.
Yeah. So, wow.
Yeah.
Here we are.
Back during the days when people were naive, you know. Even my parents were naive. I mean, you know, the Gulf of Tonkin, everybody accepted it. You know, 58,000 men died, American men, and, a million Vietnamese, and we all accepted, the Gulf of Tonkin, and it turns out that it's a lie. How many other lies and how many people have died over these false flags, John?
How many people right now are getting blown up in the Middle East? For what reason? Mm-hmm. That we're so benevolent? I mean, I have yet to hear anybody revisit why we went there anyhow, at least in the mainstream, at least on the pseudo-intellectual talk shows. you know, that they put out there, and somehow that's going to pass for deep thinkers and exchanged information.
Well, it's interesting. You know, they we're talking about Iraq again, you know, weapons of mass destruction. And interestingly enough, I mentioned to you earlier today, I was looking at this deck of Illuminati cards, you know. And
this is a good one.
Yeah, and there's a few presidential people that are on those cards. But interestingly enough, there's Bill Clinton's on the card, on one of the cards, Hillary Clinton's on another card. Let's see. Oh, Saddam Hussein is on a card. No. Go figure. But guess what else? I just wanted to interject this. Talking about, go back to Vegas for just a moment. In looking at these cards, there's this interesting card that says Las Vegas on the bottom. And it's got a picture of a black jack and a black ace, both of spades, right? And I'm looking at this card and I'm going, okay, what is this all about? I guess that's a game that they play. I don't know. But that specific black jack and black ace that correlates... Jack is, represents 10, ace either 11 or 1, really represents 9-11. The event itself was Route 91, okay? That was the highway that took place on 10-1. If you put the forward in there, it actually represents 9-11-01. Now, here's what's interesting. Jason, is it, what's that guy's name that played there? Was it... I can't remember. The country western singer. Jason Aldean. This gentleman. Now, remember earlier in the week when I reported on the possibility of something happening because of this group, the Gorillaz, headlining right. at the Austin Film Festival? Or the Austin, you know. Anyway, Jason Aldean has that exact tattoo of that Las Vegas Illuminati card tattooed on his left arm.
And wasn't he the first to run off stage?
He was the guy that ran off stage just before all the lights went on in the crowd.
And what song was he singing?
I don't know.
From the recently deceased guy, Tom Petty, We Won't Back Down. Who's this we, white man? What we? What party are you speaking of? What tribe are you with?
You're certain that that's what he was saying?
Yes, I am absolutely certain.
Wow, I didn't hear. I was too busy looking at, you know, what else was going on, the pandemonium in there. But, you know, and I don't like to dip into that too deeply, but I honestly do think after looking at this, there is something to that.
It involves the Illuminus that somehow get giddy ha-has of putting information out there. It could be numerology that they're using as well. We've seen that demonstrated before. And I don't know. Here's my question. These people are not going to stop, and we can sit here and wait. You talked about, and it made sense, you talked about this music festival that's going to be happening in Austin and how it's being promoted.
Starting tonight.
Yeah. Oh, boy. You know, can we expect... more false flags, you know, to what end? Now, the thing that was mentioned here about Mr. Chertoff and the board that he was on, and, you know, well, we need to warn people. We need to have metal detectors at the hotel entrances. We need to have these black back splatter x-ray machines so we can, and they weren't just talking about Vegas here. But, folks, that's a lot of machines if you're talking about who made the money after 9/11? Mr. Chertoff putting these things or getting the security stuff in the airports. There's a lot more money to be made because, after all, we need these at baseball parks and football parks. We need them at all hotels. It's not in Vegas or Reno or Atlantic City. We need them in all every venue that's available to the public. We've got to set up these screens just to keep people safe. As a matter of fact, I could see the insurance companies making it mandatory. You can't buy insurance unless you can demonstrate to us that you have the ability, so don't have to pay out any more money than we absolutely have to. You have to put these machines in order to have insurance. And you can't operate unless you have what? The insurance.
If you think about it, and you think about, you know, what they did in the airports across the country and how many billions of dollars that they made, how much money they put in their pocket, Michael Chertoff and his cronies, if you think about every hotel in this country. If you think about every baseball park in this country, every football stadium in this country, every hockey stadium in this country, you're talking about not billions, but trillions of dollars. Not only that, but in a number of airports, including Phoenix, Arizona, and Indianapolis.
All right.
Those full-body scanners are just sitting there useless because there's so much of a hubbub that has been made about the health risks. Go ahead.
Okay, no, I'm just sitting here thinking. Just what we opened up the program with, false flags. How do we get rid of this problem? Problem, reaction, solution. Right, Mike, in Arizona? God, I know. I'm not even going to go into it. That's all I got to say about that. At any rate, why are we talking about now that, we're going to have people like Michael Chertoff, the human skull, living skull, making money? Who else is making money? A crap load of people are making money off of this. And what's the root cause? Who did we go after? Saddam Hussein, which, by the way, is on one of those Illuminati cards that you spoke of. We went in there because he had weapons of mass destruction. No, he didn't. So where does millions of dead, trillions of dollars, where does all of this crap emanating from? Something that we shouldn't have done in the first place, and then evidently we're too stupid to stop. But it's not going to stop the police state. Folks, we've got a situation here that could be milked to eliminate every right and every liberty that you have in this country, every God-blessed dollar in your pocket, to embolden the police state to absolutely make it 100% concrete and unbustable,
John,
in the future.
And this is a monster that is out of control. And the key issue, the key tool to stopping all of this, okay, is to simply take the power to print that money at interest away from the middleman.
Bing frickin' O.
All of those defense contractors are going bye-bye. Because, let's face it, they're not making profits, and their shareholders aren't making money unless they're bombing people out of existence. That's the only way they're making any money.
And do you actually think we're making any friends in the Middle East, or are we making future potential
enemies? Well, John,
enemies?
Oh, by all means, come on now. The United States is back-asswards as they are with these lunatic politicians. They bomb these people. They kill their mothers, brothers, sisters, aunts, uncles, and cousins. Then they bring them over here. They bring them over as refugees, and they give them a small business loan and sell them a stop and rob or a motel. Now, folks, how many times do you go into a liquor store, a motel, a stop and rob, and you see a Syrian, an Iraqi, or Indian, or whatever running this place?
And you know what? I don't care about that. I care about the mechanism of how they obtained it.
I'm not saying I care about it either. The mechanism of how they obtained it is the key issue. If the Federal Reserve were out of existence and if it were a solid, interest-free money system like John F. Kennedy tried to do or Abraham Lincoln tried to do, all of this stuff would go bye-bye because they wouldn't have the money anymore to do it. Let's face it.
But now, this is present day. This is what we got to deal with. Now, think of this from the perspective of I'm the average America that doesn't know his rear end from a golf ball hole on the ninth green. They're not plugged into anything. They're plugged into themselves, and they're plugged into stupid.
No, they're plugged into creditkarma.com to make sure that their credit is...
creditkarma.com, yeah. That their credit is up there.
That's right.
Yes, more of what you don't need.
The more money you spend that you haven't got, the better the economy works. That's what's been infiltrated into their head their whole lives.
Yeah. Folks, is anybody out there awake and breathing? 800-313-9443. Wait till you get a load of the new ad that we're going to be running for the network. Yes, we are live and interactive. Otherwise, I'd just do podcasts and just a repeat. 800-313-9443. By the way, you're leaving Sunday morning, right?
Yes.
So you're out of here as soon as...
the sun rises. If it rises.
If it rises. Yeah. I threatened last night to go to bed late enough that I might wake up tomorrow before the sun sets. Wow. You know... And here was really the sticking point of today's interaction. People want to do this over here. And you know, I'm not knocking anybody, and what they picked up is their pet peeve and ran with it. Because in the final analysis, more people learn about the matrix, but just parts here and parts over here. Okay. Do they have a legitimate gripe once they find out how crooked it is or illegal or unconstitutional? Give it a name. I don't care what it is. Yeah. But at the heart of all of this, the cockroaches couldn't be in a lit room. The bad guys couldn't sit down at an honest table. They would be discovered and done away with. Here we sit. 104 years? 104 years later. They've just about emptied out the bank vaults. They emptied out the gold reserves.
Yes, the gold in Fort Knox. Where is that anyway?
They're down to your change jar on your vanity.
Even the gold, even the reports of the gold in, what was it, building 5 or whatever in the basement's gone. Okay, that was another fiasco, but go ahead.
No, I'm sitting here waiting for somebody to call in. Otherwise, I'm leaving.
800-313-9443, yes. Even going back to 1964, Goldfinger, you know, James Bond,
I'm glad you brought that up. Here we fell in love with a guy that's got a license to kill.
Yeah.
From England, he can go anywhere, kill anybody, extrajudicially, I guess.
Yes.
And he became a hero.
Auric Goldfinger, who was going to rob Fort Knox of the gold. I guess nobody told him there wasn't any there.
Oh, no. He wasn't. He didn't want to take it. He just wanted to irradiate it.
Oh, that's right.
So nobody could touch it for the next 100 years.
That's right.
Yeah.
Okay.
All smart right. plan.
Well, yes.
If there were any there.
Yeah.
So
to contaminate. Right. What he didn't know is there wasn't any there, so they had to make it look like there was.
Well, at the time, there were knowns, and at the time, there were unknowns.
Oh, no, but going even back to that, okay, JFK wanted to issue the interest-free money, which he did. Matter of fact, you have a bill.
Yes.
You have one of those bills, yep. Which I envy you for. I might even buy it from you. Try.
No.
Well, okay. Anyway, the point is that it's not based on any kind of intrinsic value, gold or silver or otherwise.
It was lacking one thing.
Well, and John, you know, last time I was here, and you gave me this precious gift, which I have in my wallet right now. I'm going to get it out and read it.
What was the one thing that the federal notes were lacking that the Federal Reserve notes had? Interest.
Here it is.
Interest-free money.
Right on the front of the dollar bill, this particular one, issued in 1957. At the top says silver certificate.
Mm-hmm.
And it says that this certifies that there is on deposit in the Treasury of the United States of America $1 in silver.
And the reason why you have that silver certificate, my friend, that was still the coupon. That was the saver's coupon. At least you could walk into a bank and exchange their funny money for real money. And that was only for a little while. And then all that went bye-bye.
Mm-hmm.
Because with that money still being in existence, what we couldn't do is run astronomical amounts of debt. We had to do that through the credit system.
So what did they do? They propped Richard Nixon up. And the speculators, August 15th, 1971. In order to make sure that these speculators can't do what they wanted to do, which was the French trying to get their gold, he went off of the silver standard. And that's when we went to the Federal Reserve note, and that's when all this started. Then the OPEC oil crisis of 1973, which the Middle Easterners got a little bit upset about this whole thing. He went over there, made this agreement with OPEC that the dollar was going to be the petrodollar. This is how it was able to expand for another how many years?
Oh, a lot.
Okay, and which has led into the inflation that had gone on over that time, and now the Chinese and the Russians and the Iranians.
And they needed that bump there to make
they
that
had to.
In order to make that dollar appear legitimate.
Right, and finally, the Chinese who were buying the Treasury notes, they finally went five, 6, 7 years ago. Hey, we ain't do this. Isn't a smart thing to do?
But wait a minute, why shouldn't they join in? As long as we were doing the thieving, you know, in order to deal with the thieves, I'm not exactly in there doing
how
it.
How much of these notes? Because they quit buying them. Now the Federal Reserve is buying these.
It's a good question.
Yes.
Two trillion, 2.5 trillion,
something
3 trillion.
Like that. Right.
And why do you think that we would be bending over for China right now? Why are we allowing them to come in and set up companies inside the United States?
Because in order for them to do that, we had to promise them collateral, John.
Bingo.
Mm-hmm. So now they can come in here and say, hey, you know what? We got this here. It's come due. Our note here was a 10-year bond or whatever it is. It's due. We want the Golden Gate Bridge. We want Yosemite. We want this. What happens? Okay. Are we going to renege on our obligations?
Well, I've got a fire sale for them. They can have the whole damn state of California right now.
Oh.
That'll settle the debt. They can have it with the Mexicans, the socialists, the communists, the fires, the burnt down state. They can have it all. And if they can plant grapes there again and make wine, good for them. I am looking forward to the new Chinese wine. This is bull crap.
Oh, I agree.
We are in control of nothing anymore. And the vaunted politicians that got us here, these are the asshats that are playing pocket pool, walking through the graveyard midnight going, what?
But even if they know, they don't want it to change, John, because if it changes, they're not able to pass through this legislation and get whatever they want for whenever they want to do whatever they want. Okay, they're going to be chained down by the legitimate money system and the Constitution. And go ahead.
Are you a fan of James O'Keefe?
Yes.
Well, he's
Ken O'Keefe.
I'm sorry, Ken O'Keefe. My apologies. He's going on One America News Network. His first program is going to air tonight. I think it's 9 Eastern.
Okay.
Check your local listings, folks. I'm looking at this, and I am just absolutely shocked. If you watch One America News, they present the news the way it used to be, without opinion and commentary, based on their knowledge of we don't know crap, and we're going to demonstrate how much we don't know. But they're talking to the people that even know less than they do. That's the dumbed-down Americans and not been fed the truth and... I don't know, man.
Ken O'Keefe will wise him up. He's right on target.
Or get fired right away.
Well, soon you might.
Yeah. 800-313-9443. This is kind of a validation that you're actually out there listening to the show today.
Health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Big John. Big John.
Every morning at the mine you could see him arrive. He stood 6 foot six and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
Big John. Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big John.
Nobody seemed to know where John called home. He just drifted into town and stayed all alone. He didn't say much, he kind of quiet and shy. And if you spoke at all, you just said hi to Big John. Somebody said he came from New Orleans, where he got in a fight over a Cajun queen and a crashing blow from a huge right hand sent a Louisiana fella to the promised land. Big John.
Big John. Big John.
Big Bad John.
Oh, well, well, well. Michael, we just discovered the phones are not working.
Oh. Okay. So, what does that mean?
That means nobody calls into the show today. Well, no, I'd much rather get those phones fixed. Get on the horn here with Vonage and tell them their stuff is broke.
Wow, was that a listener that called you on your cell, John?
No. Yeah, no, yeah. Yeah, he was from Michigan.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. So that is a technical difficulty, or are we that far behind?
I can get a dial tone to dial out.
Okay.
And... That's me.
Hi.
So I can use our phones to call our phone, but outside, I just use my cell phone and it wouldn't go in.
Well, let's try this. Listening audience, 800-313-9443. Everybody pick up the phone and dial and see if it rings and Mike picks up.
It'll probably electrocute him.
We don't want that to happen.
I'm sorry, what, Mike? T-Mobile is not working either.
T-Mobile. Is that the cell?
That's his cell.
That's his cell.
Yeah, I've got AT&T.
Oh, okay.
Much to my regret.
Mm.
Chicago Brew. They sent me an email. Phone's down? Yeah, I'd say so.
Oh, problem, reaction, solution.
Oh, there
they
go.
They create the problem, we react to it, and they call there's us no, up with a solution.
No, there's no solution.
Oh, there isn't one. Oh, no, I see. Isn't. Okay. All right.
Are you calling Vonage? Call Vonage, Mike. Forget everything else right now. Just call Vonage. Get the technical people. Don't look at graphs. Grab your book. Call Vonage now. Call Vonage now. Where's your book? Is that your book laying behind you? You don't even know where the book is. Hey. Is that there? Okay. Uh-huh. What did he say?
I don't know. Something disappeared, I guess.
Mike, taped to the wall up there?
Has that phone rung today at all?
It ain't working now. Maybe they were listening to our conversation before we got on air today. All right. These guys, we don't want any interaction with the public. They caught on to us. Wow. All right. We'll take top of the hour break here. Mike, go ahead and just do it. We'll be...
Ho!
homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you. And your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.